The longest-running off-road and action motorsports radio show on the planet is coming to you live with the biggest guest in motorsports. Here is the only man on the planet who can pack this much dirt slinging and tire slaying into 2 hours a week. Sit back, strap in, and be prepared to get your ears blown. Here is Jim Beaver and the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
What is happening, for better or worse? The Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, is here once again. Episode number, 374, give or take a few here and there for remote shows. Probably getting close to maybe over 400, but I don't know. Episode number 400 is coming later this year, and I would like your guys's, your guys's picks for some of the drivers and interviews and guests that you would like to see back or for the first time ever on that very special episode number 400. I believe it's coming in September. I'm going to have to look at my calendars, but things like August, September-ish in that ballpark. But I don't know. We probably need to throw a big party, I'm assuming, for episode number 400. So I don't know. Should be a hella good time when that does happen. But between now and then, we've got a lot of shows. And speaking of today's shows, we got a fun one. Going to be talking a lot of off-road in hour number one. Mint 400, the biggest, baddest off-road race on the planet, is coming to us next week. I will be driving my Polaris Razor in it. That's right. Trophy truck staying in the garage. We're pulling the Razor out this go-around. I'll be racing there. But in addition, man, we got some blockbuster news. Jensen Button going to be there. UFC heavyweight Cain Velasquez, he's going to be racing. Man, I'm just looking down this entry list of celebrities, and and not only that, but the top off-road drivers in the world. We're just talking about like the fun guests that come in and just want to experience it. But man, the Mint this year, it's like taking over an entire week in Las Vegas. It's going to be one hell of a good time. We're going to be talking about that today in hour number one with Tiffany Stone and Matt Martelli. Hour number two, power rankings. It's going to take up two segments today. My boy Chris Leone, we're going to phone him in when the time comes right, and we're going to get his take on the power rankings this week. So we're going to have two sets of power rankings, mine and Chris's. We're going to be talking those. And also, we got Big Bad Billy Torrance, Top Fuel winner from Phoenix. He is going to be on the line talking about his second ever Top Fuel win and them Capco boys. So it's going to be one hell of a fun show today right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. So before we go to a break, man, if you got any suggestions for questions or power rankings, at Jim Beaver 15, we will be back right after this.
Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you, but you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right, welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Kicking off episode here, number 374. And like I said, before we go to break, man, we've got two segments of power rankings later on in the show. Obviously lots of time for fan questions, some amazing guests at JimBeaver15 on Twitter. If you got any questions, that's probably where I'm going to be checking mostly. I do want to, we've actually had a lot of people asking about that Facebook live stream. We're going to have the Facebook audio live stream. I was damn close to having it ready for this week, but not going to happen this week. It's going to have to be delayed a week. We're going to, going to fire it up next week. We almost had it ready and just not quite there yet. So I want it to be right when we do drop it. So hopefully next week we'll have it. Before we get into things, talking, all the news and notes and everything else that we've got to talk about, I do, it's one of those things kind of slipped through the cracks. I do have to give a big shout out, though, if you're a side-by-side fan. Obviously, we've got the Mint 400 coming up. You know, that's going to be a big side-by-side race. But we've got some big news. This is actually not big breaking news or anything like that, but this weekend, if you are in the Wisconsin area, I know we got a lot of Wisconsin listeners here, Crannon, Bark River is, I guess, the UP, but it's kind of on the border there, Wisconsin. But Monster Energy 2019 Chasing the Triple. This is a series that Johnny Grief started up this year. It's $150,000 in cash and prizes. It is a side-by-side series. It's a triple-header series. I guess the very first event of the year is the Twin Bridge Takedown in Crivitz, Wisconsin. It is on an ice course. So we're going to have UTV racing on an ice course. It's this Saturday, March 2nd. I don't know if you want to brave the cold conditions, go out and watch some of the best side-by-side racing in the country this weekend right there. Side-by-side Sports is putting it on, Chasing the Triple there in Crivitz, Wisconsin. Second round is going to be May 18th and 19th there again in Shawano, Wisconsin. It's going to be a short course race, probably a little warmer, and then going to cap things off at a place I really, really like, Texplex Park there in Texas. It's going to have kind of a crossover course. I don't know. I'm thinking kind of Terracross-ish, maybe a mix of short course and some other stuff. But anyways, that's going to be at Texplex. Remember Texplex? That's a place that, the movie Rad from the 80s, one of my all-time favorite movies. They're the ones that actually rebuilt Hell Track and did that right there in Texas. And I know last year they had like this massive thing for it. And I wanted to make it out there last June so bad, wasn't able to do it. But Texplex Park, man, if you're a motorsports or an action sports person, like that place is like, man, it is like freaking an oasis. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm going to try and journey out there to Texplex Park and watch a side-by-side race. Maybe bring my bike along too. That might be one for a road trip. Maybe not fly in, just take the truck over. Side-by-side Sports, they are going to debut this weekend there with Chasing the Triple, Crivitz, Wisconsin, on an ice course. So definitely going to be a rad event. If you're in the Wisconsin area, make your way out there and bundle up and enjoy some hella good racing. So I guess the big one with a mint. Everything in motorsports is still kind of more. March is a big, big month, right? We got IndyCar kicking off. We got Mint 400. You know, there's a lot of stuff kicking off. You know, this past weekend, though, we had NHRA at Phoenix. Unfortunately, I wasn't actually, that's the closest one to me, and I wasn't able to make it out there. I know I'm going to be able to make it out to the Vegas Four Wides. Looking forward to that. But I wasn't able to make it out to Phoenix this weekend. But we did have some amazing racing. Obviously, Billy Torrence, he's going to be on the show later on. Matt Hagan, also another victory. Weather was solid. It's been cold in Arizona, but somehow it was pretty solid there in Phoenix over the weekend. So NASCAR is kind of that and Supercross about the only thing we've had to talk about. A little bit of snowcross here and there. So NASCAR, you know, the big thing is they had this rules change for this year. And I know we don't talk NASCAR on the show. And as soon as everything else starts, we're going to quit talking about it. But I find like NASCAR is kind of my thing. I like to poke fun of you guys know that on this show because I find it kind of humorous. I don't watch the races much at all. But you know, they had this big rule change. NASCAR is trying everything in the world to get people to tune in. They're trying to get creative. They're trying to make the racing better. Like, I guess I kind of have to give them credit because they're trying, right? It's not like they're just going, we don't care. We're just going to do what we want to do. Like, they're actually trying. But I think their version of trying and my version of trying be two different things. Like, I would completely reboot it and, you know, and everything else. But anyways, so they're going to make racing closer, right? You know, they're trying to bunch the cars up, create pack racing, and stuff like that. Like, literally, everybody complained this past weekend. All the drivers hated it, right? Can't pass, too much traffic. Like, I don't know. Funny because somebody posted a picture of the chili bowl, right? And you got all these midgets like crammed into this thing, and they're like, "What are you talking about? No passing?" Like, I think NASCAR drivers, like they like to complain about everything, you know? They do. But I had this like epiphany over the weekend, and I go, you know, why not? Like, IndyCar has push to pass, right? Depending on the race, like, you get X amount where they boost the horsepower in your IndyCar. You push the button and boom, extra horsepower. So you can get really racy, get around guys, makes for great passing. But the kicker is push to pass. You only get, like, say, just throw a number out there, 60 seconds a race of it, right? So you really, really have to time when you push that button. And, you know, there's strategy involved, right? You blow it, you blow through your push to pass in the first five laps of the race. Then come at the end, and you're up front, you don't have anything left, and guys behind you may, and, they got a really good opportunity to get around you and pass you, and you're just kind of a sitting duck. So it's a double-edged sword when you push that button, but it lays into the strategy, and it does create passing opportunities because you know the push of a button, you got more power than the guy that is sitting in front of you. So, I actually really enjoy that aspect of push to pass, but I've always wondered, you know, NASCAR, now that they're with injection and, you know, and all this other stuff, like, there's no reason why they couldn't do that. Wouldn't that be rad with NASCAR? I might actually tune in for that. Add a push to pass button to the steering wheel of these cars and literally put like a little display in the cockpit, and it shows like the time left, right? So, you know, you can say, oh, Jimmy Johnson, he's got 45 seconds left. Ah, Truex, man, he's only got 10 seconds. We got five laps to go, you know, and Jimmy's behind Truex, man. He's going to be all over that button trying to get around Truex, you know? So, like, to me, it would actually add a layer of interest for somebody like me who doesn't necessarily care about NASCAR. And maybe it would solve the problem with all these guys complaining and bitching all the time about whatever they complain and bitch about in NASCAR. Like, I don't know, complain all the time. So, I don't know. It's just my my thought, my theory on things. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that could be a solution to some of the NASCAR woes. I don't know. What's it going to take for you guys? You guys listen to the show. Some of you tune in all the time. Some of you don't. What's it going to take for you to tune into NASCAR? What do you watch on TV, and why do you watch it? You know, that maybe that's a better thing. You know, and do you watch stuff on a tape delay, or does it have to be live? As far as like motorsports, you know, it's like me watching a baseball game. Love watching them live. Me watching it the next day or morning, not so much. You know, so is racing the same way for you, or is racing a little bit different? I don't know. I'd like your guys' take. @JimBeaver15 on Twitter. Hit me up. Let me know what your guys' take is on motorsports in general, NASCAR, everything else. So, yeah, I don't know. Should be interesting, you know. We haven't even got into talking about Supercross and, you know, this whole Triple Crown events. You know, that's another thing that Supercross did to try and draw interest to a few events a year and make them bigger and better, you know, and taking that Monster Energy Cup format. The Supercross won the original Monster Energy Cup and, you know, overlaying it over a couple of events throughout the Supercross season. We had one this past weekend. We had, man, Austin Forchter destroyed everybody, swept the deal. You know, I think everybody's bragging, oh, Forchter, he's the first one to ever sweep. And I'm like, what? Didn't Villopoto do that like in one of the original Monster Energy Cup events? Same format. Like, why is Forchter the first one ever when Villopoto? Like, I don't get that, you know? It wasn't a Triple Crown event, though. It was a Monster Energy Cup, which lent its format to the Triple Crown. But, they're discrediting what Villopoto did. I don't know, man. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on in motorsports, but we are going to get into some Mint 400 talk. We got Tiffany Stone. She is going to be on the line next right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. That is right. We are powered by Polaris Razor.
Are you looking for a place to push yourself behind the wheel and see how your driving skills stack up? Dirtfish Rally School is that place. Located on 315 acres of pristine automotive playground at the foot of the Cascade Mountains in Snoqualmie, Washington, right outside of Seattle, Dirtfish Rally School is a one-of-a-kind place where everyone from first-time drivers to seasoned professionals like Bucky Lassick and Antoine Lestage can push themselves to their limit. Whether driving the high-performance rally-prepped all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza STI is what you're looking for, or you'd rather hang it all out in the rear-wheel drive Subaru BR. Dirtfish Rally School has something for everyone. Classes are available from 2 hours to 3 full days and feature instructors with over 150 years of combined racing experience. Whether you're looking to become the best and get an edge on the competition, or just looking to freshen your skills behind the wheel, Dirtfish Rally School is the place to go. For more information on registering for classes, visit Dirtfish on the web at dirtfish.com, or to check out the latest happenings from Dirtfish, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dirtfish Rally.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome T. Stone and some of her rules to live by to the show. How's everything going, Tiffany?
Everything is going great. I'm sorry if I sound a little under the weather. Obviously, you know, as busy as I've been, I kind of got sick last week, so honestly, I did nothing, and I mean legit nothing, all day on Saturday, all day Sunday, except watch Blacklist, and you're going to laugh, but I legit Postmate 3 different things yesterday. I got Postmates delivered to my house 3 different times because I didn't want to get up or do anything.
That's like another level of lazy. Like, that's beyond like Netflix and chill. That's like, I don't know. I don't even know what, I don't know. That's pretty legit though. You know what though? Like, you, I think we all deserve that once in a while, right? Like, especially you and I, we're on the road so damn much. Like, once in a while, it's nice to just absolutely not do a damn thing and just watch stupid TV, binge watch, and eat crap food.
I'm not even kidding you. I probably made it through the entire season 2 and a little bit in season 3 of Blacklist. I ordered wings and nachos in one sitting. Then I decided to order cannolis and creme brulee and coconut macaroons in my other Postmates. And then later on, I was hungry again for like 4th meal, but at 8:30 p.m., no joke, 8:30 p.m., I'm like, I really could go for some fried rice and some crab rangoons right now. So I ordered that. Postmates was giving out free delivery for the Oscars last night. So I just used it.
All right. Well, did you watch the Oscars at all?
No, I have no idea about anything. I legit watched Netflix. So it was Blacklist, Friends, and The Office, and that was about it.
Okay. So did you watch any of the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga thing? Have you read anything, watched that?
I kind of did. I know that they're together, right? And
no.
Then somebody's like, they're not together?
No, and that's the thing. There, and here we are, like, full-on TMZ on the show, and I'm not one to ever dive into this stuff. I'm a fan of good music, and I watched that movie Star is Born, and obviously, you never know when people are acting, right? Because, you know, like, you're supposed to, like, sell it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what good actors do. But like watching them on stage doing that song together, like I swear they were sitting on that bench singing at the end of the song. I think they went to kiss each other and then they looked at each other and they're like, ah, we're on stage in front of like millions of people. We can't be doing this. Like you would think, and he's like, he's got like a model girlfriend and they've got a kid together. Like swear in the next few months, it's going to come out like, oh, they're done. And him and Lady Gaga swear full on TMZ status on the show for the first time ever. They're going to be together, but they slayed that song. Watch a YouTube video. It is one of the best live performances I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Okay. I will definitely, I really love, maybe we should do some who's who and who's dating and stuff. Throw that in later.
Why not? Right. Why not? I don't know. I don't know. I guess, you know what? Dax Shepard's been on this show. He raced a race car with me. Like, I've got into Dax Shepard drama before. He's funny. Like, I don't know. I guess, like, this has always been a show. Like, we can do a little bit of everything. I don't know. It just, like, makes sense to talk pop culture once in a while, I guess.
No, I actually remember that because he was your co-driver in the star car, wasn't he, for
you
the
interviewed him.
World Championship.
You had a funny-ass interview out there in the pit with him. I think we were all rolling. I mean, it was hilarious.
Well, little known fact. So Dax Shepard obviously is from Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And did he go to Milford High School? Because if he did, that's my rival high school. So Dax Shepard and I grew up, and remember we were talking about fishing, and then he was had to talk ask his wife if him and us could go fishing together.
I remember that was funny as hell. Like he's that guy, and I've had so many people ask me. They're like, "So how is Dax? Like you spent time with Dax. How is Dax?" And I'm like, he's like the most humble non-celebrity you've ever met. Like still this day, like I'll text him just random stuff. Like I immediately get a text back, you know? I would say him and Natalie Eva Marie, who has become a really good friend of mine. And she was on, she was a WWE wrestler. Now she's just on Celebrity Big Brother. She's done a few movies, but they are probably two of the most humble Hollywood types I've ever met. Like seriously, like, you know, like the anti-celebrity almost, you know?
No, that's awesome. And then, like, I like her. I loved when she was rocking her red hair the whole time.
Yeah.
But then going off, you know, after Dax Shepard, he is married to Elsa, right? Like, she is Elsa. And there, I guess there's a Frozen 2 coming out. So hopefully that's going to, you know, we're going to hear Frozen. If Dax races again with you, you should literally do the Frozen song as your guys' warm-up song for race day.
Oh man, I'm hoping Kristen Bell, if we ever get him in a race car again, I think he's more like he loves going to Glamis. It's funny because Dax, like he loves going to Glamis. He's got an off-road car. He actually used to own a class one car, but he's got like a buggy, a Tatum buggy. He's got obviously he's got a Polaris deal, so he's got a bunch of razors. But like he says, like Kristen Bell and the kids, they love going out to Glamis. And he's like, we go out there, and he's like, Kristen's kind of she's kind of taken to the razors, but he's like, she loves like just spending time in the camper and the RV, like making it like a little home. He's like, the kids love playing in the sand. Like he's all about like the whole family. Like they love going out to Glamis and the dunes. And like I think because honestly, they can go out there and just be like normal people. And like you know, half the time people don't even realize who it is. Because they're all dirty and everything else, you know? But I think, like, I don't know, there's probably people like that, you know? Like, there's probably that normalcy they crave, you know?
No, I completely agree with you. You and I always talk about it. It's when you're out and about and, you know, you see that red light or the camera's on or the microphone's on, you're one way. But you and I, you know, especially in this show, we just kind of shoot on everything, and how people hear us is legit how we talk. Like even before we started today, you're like, okay Tiffany, let's just start, because I know most of the good stuff is what we say off, you know, off the microphones, off record or anything like that. So I think you and I now, we just get to like going right in there and then just talking, because when you're yourself, it just comes off naturally too. And if you make those human errors or those little mistakes, you know, when you're reading something or talking, it just shows you that you are human and that you do have a brain and that we are talking. We're not just scripted out.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I'll say about your and my segments. Absolutely. They're totally unscripted. Like, and if anybody's heard a conversation with us in real life, like that's actually how they are. Like we're just all over the place. You never know what the hell we're going to talk about, but, Yeah, it's always fun. So yeah, Mint coming up next week. I guess we should talk a little bit about that. I know I've got to, we're going to do our show Friday at the Mint. I know you're going to be busy doing like interviews, pit reporting, stuff like that. I don't know. Like Matt Martelli sent me a text over the weekend. I think there's like 511 entries or something like that for the Mint right now. Like that's crazy, Tiff.
I mean, that's even more than what they had at King of the Hammers. And it's just showcasing, you know, the big events, the big races, they're just getting bigger and bigger, and the purses are getting bigger. So it's just bringing more people out. And I'm excited. I know that they're doing a whole thing of motorcycles, too. So that'll be kind of cool to see that. And then, of course, see the big guys come out and race and do that. And I'm really excited how it is a two-day event, too. You know, a two-day race day event.
Yeah, you know, and I'm kind of stoked on that because, like, Saturday, I don't have anything to do other than just go out and be, like, a super fan. And as I say that, I'm probably going to get a text from Matt and be like, hey, we need you to help on the live stream or something, you know. But I'm kind of excited just to be able to go out and just, like, be a super fan for, like, one day. Like, I think that'll be rad just to be able to, like, take it all in, you know.
No, I actually had the opportunity to do that. So I was working with a different company last year. And, you know, I was out for the Mint 400 and we were doing a lot of the tech and contingency and not necessarily the race day or whatnot. And then you and I had our radio show down there too. But on Sunday, when I was able to go to Prim and be able to check everything out, I was there with Vision Wheel, you know, all the guys and whatnot, and they hooked it all up. And it was really nice to eat oysters at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning near there and drinking this and having that. And honestly, like, I remember the beginning of the race. I don't know if I remember so much the end of the race, but it's so much fun, Jim. I'm not even kidding you, to be able just to, like, go and hang out and watch a race that you don't have to work at or have responsibilities at.
Yeah, and it's been a while since I can honestly tell you the last time I did that was at like an off-road event was Crandon 2 years ago because they needed – I was doing interviews on Friday, and then Marty needed me for the live stream to call the UTV races for like a window of like 2 hours on Sunday. But I didn't have a contract with Torque for like Saturday or most of the day Friday. And I got to tell you, like that lower bar there at Crandon, like the secret bar, this, you know, underneath, like I got my fair share of free booze. And like I was out, there was me and Mark McMillan and all these guys. We were out on the gazebo and like standing up top. And like, I think the TV people were kind of getting upset with us, like get out of the way. And here's like some guys that are having a good time. And like, it was fun. Like Crandon, when you're just able to take it all in and not have any obligations, like that place is, I don't want to say bad news, but it's definitely fun news.
No, I agree with you. I think I remember, I think that's the year that I met you.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it's just been like cool conversations. But what else is kind of cool, because this year is going to be the 50th anniversary for Crandon. I know they're bringing out a bunch of stuff. I had a chance to talk to Marty at King of the Hammers. And have you seen that new cool saloon bar thing that they have in the back over there? Remember I showed you last year?
Yeah.
Out on the Ultra 4 track that we weren't supposed to be out on. So I think I can't wait till that opens. I think this year that's going to be awesome. And parts of me kind of want to just like, trust me, Jim, later on you're going to be like, Tiffany, you said you wanted to stay in an RV, but parts of me just want to stay in an RV back in Jurassic Park and take it all in.
Yeah, but we would never see you. I don't think you would ever emerge. You would just be like a person. What do they call it at ERX? They've got the forest people. You would be like one of the forest people or something. We would never see you. You would just be like, we know Tiff's here, but she's just lost somewhere. Yeah, that continues on here a little bit. We'll probably air that in its entirety in Project Action. But yeah, we got a lot to get to today, so we had to cut that one a little bit short with T-Stone. But thank you guys for tuning in. We are going to take a short break here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. And then we got a whole lot more Mint 400 talk today. We got Mint 400 Kingpin, the man behind the race, Mr. Matt Martelli. He is going to be calling in next right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out VisionWheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. A 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend and Mint 400 kingpin, Matt Martelli, to the line. Man, we are, out from when things start cranking there in Las Vegas. So we got things kicking off, what, Wednesday next week, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. Just about a little bit over a week. And, it's pedal down, man. We obviously we work on this all year, and it comes down to the last couple of weeks. And, it's Mint's roaring into Vegas again. It's going to be awesome. 520 teams this year, including the bikes. So 2 days of racing, it's going to be bigger than ever. We're really excited.
Well, and I think you text me, I think it was over the weekend, like an entry list and a breakdown, and I was looking, and dude, I mean, you know, they say you guys broke it into four races, two on Saturday, two on Sunday, but it's like every race is a full race. It's like 100 to 150 entries just about in every single race. I mean, it's crazy the way it worked out. I mean, just to see those entry numbers, like, that's unheard of in desert racing, you know. And even when you talk about, you know, I think a lot of people are like, you know, well, Parker, you split them up, and if you combined them, you know, and then it's like people like, oh, well, the Baja 1000 and this, and dude, like, this is everybody at one place. And I don't think anybody's combined totals, however you cut it, equal over 500 entries, dude. This is insane, Matt.
Yeah, it's awesome, and this was always our goal. I mean, there's a lot of other good races out there, but there's only one Mint 400, and, you know, that was always our goal, is to build a race that everybody could come and have their piece of. And, you know, fortunately, over the years, we've built a really good rapport with the BLM, and they've allowed us to go to 2 days of racing, which allowed us to have more entries and bring the bikes back and, you know, really be less burdened by the caps. I mean, every year we've been capped and had up to about 100 people on a wait list, which drives us insane. I hate turning away people that want to race. So we were able to remedy that by going to 2 days of racing, which is spectacular. And, you know, this year is a transitional year. We're racing on Saturday and Sunday. Next year we'll be on Friday, Saturday, to make it a little bit easier on people who, you know, have to work on Monday, which is pretty much all of us. But no, we're excited. And, you know, again, it's like off-road racing is such a cool culture, and it involves everybody. It's, you know, the garage guys who are, you know, putting together a class 11 or a, you know, or a 1450 truck, all the way up to trophy trucks and class one cars and UTV guys. Obviously that market has exploded. I mean, we have, I think the last count was like 170 UTVs racing with us right now. And you know, one of the classes that's going a little bit unnoticed is the new rally class, which is this is the first time we've allowed it at the Mint. So if you have a stock UTV out there with a cage and safety equipment, you can now come race the race.
Yeah. And, you know, I was looking at that and I see a lot of trophy truck guys or trick truck guys, I guess unlimited truck guys, whatever we want to call them this day of the week. T1 trucks, whatever. anyways, I see a lot of them sneaking in there. And I think, you know, one, the class makes it accessible for somebody to go and race their relatively, you know, pretty stock UTV. But two, you know, these guys are jumping in there and, you know, they're going to get a chance to get a look at the course too. But yeah, I saw a lot of names popping into that class, and it's growing like crazy. And I've actually had a lot of people approach me and ask me about the class. They're like, hey, you know, we know your Razor build, and you know, we don't want to get into desert racing and something like that. They're too expensive. But they're like, this looks pretty legit. They're like, is this for real? And I said, yeah, it's like the rules are on lockdown, man. It makes it really accessible. And I think, Matt, in the next, you know, 12 months, that's going to be the hot ticket right there for people coming into the sport.
Yeah, no, that's the idea, you know. You know, when you look at where our history has been and where we're going, you know, desert racing has always been it's been a secret. You know, nobody has really known about it. We all have because we grew up doing it, but the rest of the world doesn't know about us. And that's really what we're trying to do is, you know, change the sport so we can bring up the visibility, so we bring the value up, so it means that we can do more racing, have better races, and have more visibility. And that's what we're after. And, you know, I think that bringing people in with the UTV rally class, that's a no-brainer. You know, anybody can go do that. There's 30 or 40 rental cars available for that class. So even if you don't own a car, you can rent them, and they're not expensive. It's to us, it's all about accessibility. We want to make it accessible to race. We want to make it accessible to spectate and make it accessible, you know, basically to everybody so they can come see how badass this sport is.
Yeah. Well, you know, and talking about, you know, people wanting to come and see how badass this sport is, we got to talk a little bit about this entry list, because we know the usual suspects, you know, the guys like Bryce Menzies, BJ Baldwin, you know, the big name unlimited truck guys, they're Rob Mack, they're all going to be here. But there's a couple that have popped up in the past couple weeks, and you and I haven't had a chance to publicly talk about them on air yet, but two come to mind. One, Jenson Button. Dude, this guy, and I know you spent some time out in the desert testing with him, but, I mean, this is, you know, I want to say one of the greatest, you know, race car drivers of the last era. Like, I mean, this guy is a Formula One, you know, I don't want to say legend, but this dude, I mean, he is at the top of the grid when he was in Formula One. He was at the, you know, the pinnacle of the sport, winning races. I mean, for him to be at the Mint 400, I mean, this is, you know, and I know a lot of American race fans aren't necessarily Formula One fans, but this is like Michael Jordan coming to the Mint 400. This is massive, Matt.
No, it's massive. And, you know, it's funny how things happen, because I would love to take credit for it. I can't really take credit for it other than being the race promoter. One of the Brenthel brothers, Jonathan, called me up and said, hey, you know, I've got this new client, you know, I'd like to talk to you about. It's a pretty big deal. And he told me who it was. And, you know, I was blown away. And I asked him, I said, how did you find this guy? How did he find you? And he said, on Instagram, you know? So it just shows how important social media is and outreach, you know? So Jensen went over to Brenthel, looked at the trucks, was considering renting one and racing the Mint and the Baja 1000. And, you know, his words were, hey, man, this is so cheap, I just bought one. So he bought a 6100 truck, and we went out with the Brenthel boys in Barstow a couple weeks back testing with them. And, you know, he did really good. He has some pretty awesome teammates, too. Chris Buncombe, who's also a Le Mans champion, is racing with them. And then Maz, who is also a racer, but what he's known most for is being the design director for Singer Porsche. So pretty cool mix, you know. Having him at the race, it's huge for us. And it just goes back to the days of the original Mint, you know, in the 70s, when the best drivers in the world would, you know, win Indy, and, you know, like the Mears gang would come and race and the Mint. So, you know, on that note, that's the other big one, or one of the other big ones. Casey Mears is racing with us, which to me personally is cool, because it's the return of the Mears gang to the Mint 400. But yeah, Jensen Button's a huge one. You know, we're really stoked he's racing with us. We hope that, you know, the other high profile drivers see it and realize, you know, how cool this is. But yeah, he had a blast testing. He's approaching it in a really humble way. But you know, both him and Chris Buncombe are really excited about coming and racing the Mint.
Yeah. And generally the way this works is you get a guy like that, and then the viral effect happens, you know, cause then you get all these other guys that are, you know, formula car racers and IndyCar drivers. They're going to be like, oh, well, I want to do that. It's like the whole viral, you know, I know last year, just with having Antron and Steve in the car with me, like, I got reached out to by so many NHRA drivers, you know, and hey, I want to do that. And I think with Jensen, I mean, this is like the next level of, you know, like, you know, global, you know, I guess, you know, he's got global attention on him at all times, you know, and I think it's going to be interesting in the next year or two, you know, to see that viral effect and what happens and who has interest in the race and coming from, say, Europe and things like that now, you know?
No, for sure. I mean, look, every little victory like this to us is a victory. And, you know, when we look at where we stand in kind of mind share of the world, like we don't even exist, you know, let alone in sports, let alone in motorsports. I mean, we're such a small fraction of a fraction. You know, our goal is to always expose it to new people, because my brother and I believe in the product. We believe in how good, you know, desert racing is, and the spectacle of what we're putting on. I mean, when you sit back and you run the numbers on this, you know, and not just compared to any other race in off-road, but let's compare it to Indy and, you know, all these other big races. We have 520 teams right now. Okay. We have 50 unlimited trucks. We have 50 6100s. We've got 70 turbos. We've got 50 normally aspirated UTVs. I mean, there is no other race that compares to this as far as competition goes. Like, I'm a Baja lover like everybody else is, and I love the Baja 1000, you know, but the level of competition is not there. You know, there's four or five guys there that could win that, and that's what it is. And mainly they're battling Baja, not necessarily each other. This is a, you know, it's a straight up street fight for, you know, victory. And when you look at, you know, the last couple of years and what it's come down to, I mean, look, last year, you know, Bryce won by 28 seconds, you know, Abdelli, I thought, had it wrapped up. The year before that, the margin was similar. And the year before that, I mean, there hasn't been a walkaway win at the Mint in years, and even in classes, every class is a battle. You know, it's not like go into a race and you're like, well, there's four guys in my class. No, there's 50, yeah. You know, and there's 10 to 20 killers. So it for us, it's awesome. It's exciting. And it's what we were after. We didn't want to put on a race that was like, you know, oh yeah, this guy's got it, you know, and you're going to watch, you know, so-and-so just take the whole shot and take it home. That's boring. You know, we want racing that you honestly don't know what's going to happen. And that's really what's going on right here is, you know, this year, I can't tell you, I can't tell you who is going to win it. I could tell you, you know, the 10 guys who have the biggest shot. But that being said, there's guys out there like a perfect example is, you know, Harley Lettner moved up into trophy truck and he just, he almost won this thing in a class one car. So that's a dark horse. He could, you know, come up and pull this thing off, but he's got to beat, you know, Rob Mack. He's got to beat Andy McMillan. He's got to beat Justin Lofton. You know, now Luke McMillan, right? Dan McMillan is running one of the four wheel drive trucks. Bryce is running a four wheel drive truck. You know, Jesse Jones and Cameron Steele are teamed up running a four wheel drive truck. I mean, the competition's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. Well, I know we're running up against a time break, Matt, but before we let you go, I know all this action, you guys have invested heavily in the live stream. Once again, man, how can people tune in to all this crazy action that we're going to see in Las Vegas here in about a week's time?
It's easy, either on the Mint Facebook or the Mint YouTube and on our website as well. It's free. We are going to be live streaming Saturday for part of the day and all day Sunday. So tune in, you know, we're trying some new stuff, obviously helicopter feed. We're also going to be doing an in-car feed for the first time. So, you know, be the first time that there's going to be a live in-car feed from, in an off-road event. So it'll be pretty bitching.
That's going to be insane. Looking forward to that, man. Well, I appreciate the time, Matt. Always fun catching up. We will see you in Las Vegas in about a week. And I'm sure between now and then, we're going to have a ton of great announcements that are going to get us amped even further on this event.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Vegas next week.
And we'll be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Do you race or are you a weekend warrior? Have you checked on the date on your helmet recently? Don't get caught off guard by using an outdated helmet. Impact Racing, the leader in motorsport safety, has new SA 2015 helmets to fit your budget. Whether you're looking for a helmet with a full carbon fiber shell to take you to victory at the Indy 500, or just looking for some helmets for a weekend at Glamis, Impact Racing has a helmet for you. Find out more information at ImpactRaceProducts.com or on Facebook at Impact Safety.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker and a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island, the best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona. Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Just had one of those weird technical moments during the commercial break. Like, you go to commercial break, you know, obviously radio nowadays is all run via computers, right? I got a wireless mouse. What happens when the wireless mouse loses connection with the computers that runs the entire radio program? Literally, first world problems right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We've got our Bluetooth connection back, but we lost it there for a minute. Bizarre, absolutely bizarre things happening. So yes, that just happened, and yeah, it is absolutely bonkers here. But I do want to mention, man, please check us out on the web, downanddirtyshow.com. If you haven't already, we are killing it there on iTunes. Make sure and go over to and subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show feed on iTunes, because there are weeks like this where we have really, really rad stuff dropping into the feed. We've got an extra super special bonus going to drop this week. My good friend Sean Gibson with Gibson Performance. I did like a 45-minute interview with Sean talking about off-road culture, exhaust systems, California exhaust laws, hot rods, glamis, boating on the river. Like, it was a rad podcast, and like, we're literally going to do a 10-minute segment for this show. It ended up being like 45 minutes long, and I'm like, what the hell do I do with this? Well, you know what we do with that? We drop it into the feed and let you guys enjoy a rad conversation with Sean Gibson. So if you are a subscriber to that feed, boom, it's going to be beamed right to your iDevice or anywhere you get your podcast. So yes, that is the reason why you want to be dialed into our feed right there on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button, rate, review, subscribe. That'll also be dropped onto our website as well, but you don't want to miss it. You know, subscribe on iTunes, and it's the easiest way to never miss a thing. So yes, we're going to take a short break, and when we return, hour number two, we're going to have Chris Leone with Power Rankings and Billy Torrance online here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
All killer and no filler. That is right here, kicking off hour number two of the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Man, we got a lot to talk about in hour number two. Chris Leone coming up. We're going to be doing two segments of Power Rankings. He's going to have his. We're going to have a little debate. We're going to talk Power Rankings and who we think should be on the list. I will disclaimer, he's a little bit of a NASCAR fan, so he might sneak a little more NASCAR stuff into his Power Rankings than I do, but we'll see. Should be good. He's actually probably smarter in motorsports than I am, so I don't know who I am to debate, you know, Chris and Power Rankings, because to be honest with you, he watches more motorsports. He's probably a better expert on all things motorsports than me. I'm just a talking head that gets paid to do radio. But you want the real expert, it'll probably be Chris. So my Power Rankings, probably throw them out the window and defer to Chris's, because they'll probably be better. But yeah, that is coming up in this hour. So yeah, we've got Power Rankings, and we can't forget about Billy Torrance, man. This is the one I've been really, really excited about, because Billy is just Billy's a solid, rock solid dude. And Man, I'm just beyond pumped to have him on here. We've had Steve-O countless times, but to have his dad who just won like on the show, yeah, it's going to be rad. So, yeah, looking at Supercross results, you know, because I don't know if we're going to have a big chance to get into them, though. We had 250s. This is one of those triple headers, right? So 250s, man, it was all Austin Faulkner sweeping the event weekend and taking the overall victory. Jordan Smith, Chase Sexton finishing up second and third in the overall, which gives us Faulkner, Smith, and Cooper 1, 2, and 3. Not Cooper Webb, Justin Cooper 1, 2, and 3 in the 250 East points. Remember 250 West? They're taking a break right now. Moving up to 450s, man, it was Tomac, Brayton Reed in the first one. It was Tomac, Webb, and Savage in the second, and then it was Webb, Baggett, and Barsha in the third, and then it gives us our overall point standings: Tomac, Webb, and Reed. And man, CR22 having a resurgence as of late. I am feeling it, man. Digging having CR22 there on the box. So our overall points so far in 450s, it is Webb, it is Roxon, and it is Marvin Musking, 1, 2, and 3. And how odd is that to see Marvin completely like non-existent, there at that round. So I don't know. Points are interesting in 450 still. Man, it's a hell of a shakeup. That is for sure. So we're going to take a short break. We come back from this break. It is going to be Chris Leone on the line here. We're going to be doing power rankings the next two segments at Jim Beaver 15. If you want to chime in on the power rankings, we'll be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance, or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing anywhere is possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island. The best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona. Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
All right. Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Yeah, I think it's time to jump right into some power rankings. And for that, I'm going to see if we can get we're going to dial up Chris Leone. We're going to see if we can get Mr. Chris in Boston on the line here. So I don't know. We're dialing him up here. We'll see if Chris answers. All right, we're ringing. Is he going to answer? Ah, there is Chris. How's everything going, Chris?
I'm doing well, Jim. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Doing all right. You ready to talk some power rankings here, buddy?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, before we get to that, though, I don't know if you listened to the intro. I know sometimes you got stuff going between all the million things you do. What did you hear my part on push to pass in NASCAR? Gotta put you on the spot here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, come on, Jim, you know that I'm always listening to the show unless some random family thing comes up and I can't get out of it. I like the idea of push to pass in just about any racing series. I think the only one where it wouldn't work is my old stomping grounds in Rallycross, because you just don't have enough laps to do it. But
no, I agree.
You know, I think just about anything in, you know,
endurance racing,
worth
right?
trying in stock car racing right now.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's worked wonders in IndyCar. I mean, I think, and to give credit where credit is due, Champ Car, or I don't know what they were calling it at one point. It was like the Bridgestone presents the Champ Car World Series powered by Ford. It was like the longest name for a series in the history of the world. But I think they were the ones who actually were the first ones that I know of to bring in push to pass. It worked wonders there. Works great in IndyCar. Formula One has their own version of it. It's not called push to pass, but it's kind of similar. And then, I don't know. I was just thinking, I'm like, why not in NASCAR, right? On a 500-mile race? Like, I think if they put a big thing, like, say, you know, each driver got, like, 90 seconds of it or something like that, and literally put a screen on the in-car, and, you know, you could track, like, how much each driver had left. Like, I think it brings in like that fan thing. Like, dude, I think it makes some excitement, you know, especially when the laps are waning and one guy that's leading doesn't have any and all the guys, you know, in the top five do. Like, I think it could be cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, the thing that NASCAR has kind of struggled with is they're trying to manufacture more drama. They're trying to manufacture something that's a little more interesting. And that's why you've got the chase. That's why you've got some of the things that they've done, why they've introduced stages, which I guess I'm in the minority, but I don't mind the stage idea. I think it can be executed a little differently, but something like push to pass where there's an actual strategic element there. I mean, yes, you're manufacturing drama a little bit, but you know, you're manufacturing drama in, I think, a more organic way. I mean, geez, you think about, you know, not that this is really a direct comparison, but man, think about like the old Fast and the Furious movies where you got to time when to put right. Put the hammer down with the NOS. It's the same concept, you know. It's just, you know, using that element to make the racing a little more interesting. I'm with you. It could be fun, especially, you know, on the road courses. And God knows we need like six more of those in stock car racing right now. But
not Rovals though, right, Chris? Man, not Rovals. Not Rovals. We need road courses.
Never Rovals. Dude, I worked too many Rovals with GRC over the years. You know, they were fine for us. I mean, they kind of, you know, it was really the best we could do, since you're trying to develop an entire infrastructure for a sport in America that doesn't really have them. But for NASCAR, no, come on. That's weak sauce. Yeah. Go to an actual road course.
I would
or
lo-
a dirt track. Yeah. I don't care which.
I would love to see NASCAR, and honestly, the Brickyard 400, people don't go to that. And you ask people around Indianapolis, and they laugh. They absolutely laugh. Like, people in Indianapolis do not like NASCAR. It's like talking IndyCar in Charlotte, you know, like there's just like certain cities, like, you know, they got their bread and butter, and you don't talk NASCAR and nobody shows up in Indianapolis. I think they did for the first year, but I would love to see NASCAR instead of the Brickyard 400. I'd love to see NASCAR run the road course in Indianapolis. I think people would show up for that. You know, like I think that would be rad. And it's a rad road course there in Indianapolis. I mean, it's Formula One caliber. They raced F1 cars on there. You know, it's good enough for NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but I mean, they've improved it from what it was in the F1 era. They've changed it up a little bit. It flows a little better. The IndyCar races have always seemed to be pretty exciting when they've used the road course at Indianapolis. I mean, the only rovals, if you want to call it that, that I really accept are the ones that people consider bona fide road courses, which are Indianapolis and Daytona. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I've talked with people before, like, you know, maybe it'd be interesting to run the Firecracker 400, you know, the July Daytona race on the road course instead of running it on the oval. That could also be an interesting one. I'd accept that, but, you know, Charlotte, no, I'm sorry, no. You've got a perfectly great dirt track out in the back. If you want to do something different and interesting, then run it the way that the trucks run Eldora. You know, do heat races for qualifying, do something interesting where there's a smaller field, you know, but we don't, I feel like we don't need 40 cars every weekend. We don't need the same format every weekend. We don't need this rigidity, because that's kind of what breeds boring, you know, boring competition in any form of racing. You know, you've got to have a little bit of freeform. You've got to be willing to think outside the box a little bit. You don't want to make it super complex like the current NASCAR point system, which should probably be like a sophomore level college class to teach it and get people to actually learn it because of how all over the place it is now. But, you know, I think you can do different things, exciting things, interesting things, you know, if you're just willing to loosen the tie a little bit and, you know, get rolling with, you know, just playing with a couple of ideas here and there.
Yeah, you know, and I think that the coolest thing, and I know we got to get to power rankings here, the one thing as a non-NASCAR fan who does casually tune in, I guess the one thing that gets me excited is NASCAR said, look, we're losing Monster Energy as a sponsor for 2020. All things are open. You know what I mean? So I think we could see some massive changes to what we conceive as NASCAR before next season, which has me excited. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not dumb. I realize NASCAR is the biggest motorsport in this country, hands down. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I don't know. Part of me gets excited over that. You know, it's like, hey, blank slate, like rad. Let's do some really cool stuff in NASCAR now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, and we recognize this primarily focusing on other motorsports, you know, if they are on sort of a downturn over in NASCAR, then it's got to be a little bit worrisome for the rest of us as well, because the question you have to ask is, well, is that just a NASCAR problem, or is that an overall motorsports problem? And, you know, it's something that, you know, we all have to worry about. Thankfully, I don't think it's an all motorsports problem. I mean, geez, the storylines coming out of IndyCar have been fantastic. You know, you've got Alonso coming back to Indy. He just revealed today he's running number 66, by the way. Nice little tribute to Mark Donohue there, which is
It's stylized, you know, too. Awesome. It's rad that 66. It's not just like a plain old 66. I love the way they stylized it.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, sign me up for an Alonso t-shirt when we get to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Chris. I'm just saying right now, I'll buy an Alonso t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not big on buying like the larger scale diecast models. You know, I've always been the Hot Wheels size, the 164ths, but that's one that I might consider getting the big car of, because I know it's going to look beautiful.
Yeah, it'll be rad. IndyCar diecasts are just cool anyways. Like, I hate to say they're cooler than NASCAR diecasts, but like, there's something about, like, okay, so we're going to get to, I promise you people, we are going to get to, we got two segments of Chris, so we'll get to power rankings in the next segment. I'm just a disclaimer, but my favorite diecasts are Top Fuel NHRA diecasts, IndyCar diecast, and I have an Angel. It was actually Angel Savoie back then. Now, I realize she's changed her last name a few times. She's a rad human being, but she's changed her few names. But it was an Angel Savoie pro stock bike diecast. So it was like the full on like drag race bike, and it had the long wheelie bar. Thing was so awesome. So those are IndyCar, Top Fuel, and Pro Stock Bike, those are kind of my three favorite, just because they're different. Like, the, I think the open cockpit and stuff like that, like, there's more to them, the wings. Like, I just think they make for cool diecast.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't narrow it down, especially because, I mean, we've talked about my collection. My collection is literally out of hand.
it, Chris could start a hobby shop with his collection. Let's put it this way.
I mean, hell, you know, listeners, you want to reach out, I could probably sell you something. But, I mean, just on my desk in my office right now, there's a whole fleet of Lancia Stratos WRC cars that Hot Wheels made. There is a Justin Wilson CDW car. There's a James Hunt Marlboro car that was made actually in the 70s. I've got this nice, I believe it's a Kyosho 20 car Ferrari F1 set. I mean, this is where all of my fun money goes, into diecast.
All right.
Which there are many worse things for it to go into.
Yeah. Well, we got to take a break, Chris. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I promise we're getting to power rankings in the next segment right here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
All right, we are back here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver, Chris Leone, who just killed off an entire segment talking about exactly what we weren't supposed to talk about. But right now, we are getting to power rankings. We had overrun last segment. I think we're about 10 minutes where we can actually talk power rankings. So, Chris, you want me to start, or do you want to start here with the power rankings? I know we're going to – or do we want to do, like, both of us give our fifth place and then both of us give our fourth, you know what I mean, and go back and forth that way? I think that's the way we should do
it. Yeah, let's do it that way. Yeah, let's both start with our fives and work our way up.
All right, so coming in at number five, who do you have at number five on your power rankings for this week? And listeners, keep in mind, these power rankings are based on a one-week window. So a little bit comes into play over the past couple of weeks, but mainly based on the past seven days' body of work. So, all right, Chris, who's your number five?
Yes, sir. Let's see. So number five, I have Eli Tomac. Obviously, a Triple Crown win is – you know, something significant to be able to take hold of. I mean, Eli, because of how much he struggled in that third race, I kind of had to knock him a little bit. He did exactly what he needed to do to make sure that he broke the tie with Cooper Webb. But, you know, you got to race to the format and not be in, when you know that the third race is going to be the tiebreaker, no matter if you won both first and second, and you're putting yourself down towards the back of the pack and you have to make that pass to, you know, break that tie. I can't put you any higher than five. I'm sorry. So Tomac makes the list over a couple of other guys that I left off, but, you know, I can only put it up to five.
The funny thing is, actually, I had Tomac at number five for a lot of the same reasons you did. Obviously, he won the overall event win. He didn't sweep. I mean, it's great to see Tomac back in winning form. I think, I'm excited to see the winning Tomac back because he's had some struggles this year. And, but like you said, like I think Tomac deserved to be on the list, but I just – with the way – his win wasn't like it was the most dominant effort we've ever seen, you know? So for those reasons, I've got him at number five. So I don't know. I think you and I are in agreement right there, man. So I don't know. Maybe that might be the only time we agree today on our top five, but I think we're in agreement right there. So that's saying something, Chris.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we didn't review these things beforehand, so we're both kind of flying in blind, but I'll jump into number four. I got Matt Hagen there, 30th career funny car win. It was the 150th for Don Schumacher Racing. And, you know, somebody like Matt Hagen, who's just reliably up front like that, you know, it's always impressive to see somebody who can win year after year after year like that. And, you know, I was definitely impressed by him taking down J.R. Todd in the final there.
Yeah, well, in a weird world, I actually had Hagen at number four as well. So, man, we're two for two here. And like Chris said, we did not review these, so we have no idea who's on each other's list. But, yeah, Hagen at number four, you know, that's – I agree with you. It's same reasons, 30th career win. Here's a question for you, and this we could dive into all day. You know, obviously Top Fuel and Funny Car are the two top divisions in an HRA. I've come into this dilemma when doing my power rankings. What ranks higher, Top Fuel win or a Funny Car win, Chris? Like, which field do you think is tougher? Like, I think they're evenly difficult, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, for me, ranking on that had less to do with one class over another class and more one, you know, story over another story. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with Supercross, where you've got 250 and 450, and we've both touched on the 450 winner, but we haven't touched on the 250 winner yet. You know, I think it's just based on the story of the weekend, you know? So, you know, with that in mind, I mean, number three, I had Billy Torrance. You know, obviously it's not just Steve who can hold down the fort. I know Billy got his first win last year, and I know he's going to be on the show later, which is awesome, talking about this one. But you know, for Billy to go out, qualify number one, take everybody down, stare down Leah Pritchett in the final and take that win, I mean, that's just an awesome story too. It's always great to see Billy doing well as well. And you know, them Capco boys, they build a hell of a dragster, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where we're gonna break our deadlock. I had Brad Keselowski coming in at number three. Obviously, a cup win. You know, it wasn't the easiest race. I think they're still figuring out this new rules package. You know, there at Atlanta, that track, you know, it hadn't been surfaced in a while. So it's not an easy one to win at Atlanta. But I guess part of me was the dude raced with a flu. And, you know, we're not talking like jumped into something and raced for 10 minutes with the flu, but to click off a few hours at Atlanta Motor Speedway at 200 miles an hour with the flu, like that's just NASCAR. Sitting in a NASCAR in that heat is not what you want to do when you have the flu. So Brad Keselowski, cup win with the flu at Atlanta, new rules package, first race with the new rules. I'm going to put him in at number three. I don't know. What's your take on Keselowski at three, or on my list, I guess, Chris?
Yeah, no, I mean, I had a hard time. I got to tell you, I left Brad off mine, you know, and no disrespect to Brad. I mean, like you said, that is a hell of a feat. You know, there were a lot of great performances this weekend, and it was just, you know, somebody had to get cut. And
I agree.
I just had a couple others that, you know, I thought were a little more significant. Although, you know, my number two, I think, is going to be a little controversial on that front because it's Kyle Busch.
Ah.
And I mean, I get it. Like, you know, people don't respect the other two national NASCAR series the way that they respect Cup. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is Kyle Busch is the winningest driver now in both the Xfinity series and the Truck series. That's phenomenal. And for all the people who want to say, you know, yeah, but those wins don't matter anything compared to Richard Petty's 200. Go look into the history books and see some of the fields that Richard Petty raced against. You know, Kyle Busch is just kind of the same way. It just happens to be a different national series. But, you know, I get the arguments that people like to make about that. But you know what? Like, I know it's a different era, but those Xfinity and truck races have probably been at least as hard, if not harder, to win than some of the ones that Richard Petty got. And believe me, I've been a Richard Petty fan since birth. But, you know, facts are facts.
Yeah.
I can't deny the truth on that.
No, I agree with you. You know, I kind of look at it at off-road, too. You know, you got like Rob Mack, he's got 200 career victories. Actually, he's probably getting close to 300 now. But, you know, a guy like Rob Mack, we just say, hey, he's got 300 career victories in off-road. You know, some of those are in a 1600 car, some are in a trophy truck, some are in a Pro 4, some are in a Pro 2. You just give, you know, it's just the collective number. We don't say, oh, Rob's got 50 trophy truck wins. You know, so like to me, I look at this thing with Kyle Busch the same way, and that's a milestone. And I guess this is part of me is I'm not as well read on NASCAR as you are. Like, I've got no problem with you for those reasons, having Kyle on your list. You know, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, guy's legit. You know, it's a milestone. I just, you know, I didn't have him on my list, but not gonna argue with you on that one at all whatsoever. Which brings me to my number two, which was your number three. But you had Billy Torrence, and at number two, I just had them Capco boys. Billy had a phenomenal effort. He's actually the points leader in Top Fuel now. But Steve Torrence, man, and I know NHRA actually does their power rankings. They have Steve still at the top of their power rankings. Steve, with his effort, you know, finishing second last weekend, Billy winning, like the overall body of effort, you know what I mean? Or I shouldn't say last weekend, but a couple of weeks ago. Like, I just said them Capco boys, which is actually Billy Torrence's performance. But just, you know, the Capco boys as a whole, phenomenal effort by them, you know, this season and last season. So, and the season before that when, you know, Steve narrowly missed the championship to Brittany Force. So, I got them Capco boys at number two. So who do you got at number one, Chris?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, I guess the note that I would say is we both say that we try to consider it on a week-by-week basis. But, you know, context, the previous couple of weeks, the previous, you know, it does factor in a little bit.
Yes.
I think it's going to factor in for both of us because I am pretty sure we're going to share a number one here, and that's Austin Faulkner sweeping Supercross Triple Crown. You know, I know what you said, by the way, towards the beginning about, well, Villopoto swept it in the Monster Energy Cup. And yes, true, people have swept the, you know, that event, but you know how it goes, Jim. People don't care about the money races when they track stats like that. I mean, if people cared about the money races, you know, as legitimate comparisons, the NASCAR fans wouldn't be complaining about stages and cup races because they've been having them in the all-star race for 30 years,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, what Austin has done this year has been remarkable. I think he's led every lap. If he hasn't, he's come real close.
Yeah. Sweeping,
I mean,
the
that's
season,
five motos, three events. He's won them all.
Yeah, sweeping the season, sweeping that. I had Faulkner at number one as well. I know you and I could talk about Faulkner a while. It's going to be interesting to see what he does the rest of the season. But we're about 15 seconds away from a break. Chris, much appreciated for calling in and helping us out with power rankings. I think we need to do it more often.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you need me, Jim, you know that I am always willing to talk.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. And we are going to take a short break here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. More right after this.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports. The sound of the racetrack. And the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Do you race or are you a weekend warrior? Have you checked on the date on your helmet recently? Don't get caught off guard by using an outdated helmet. Impact Racing, the leader in motorsport safety, has new SA 2015 helmets to fit your budget. Whether you're looking for a helmet with a full carbon fiber shell to take you to victory at the Indy 500, or just looking for some helmets for a weekend at Glamis, Impact Racing has a helmet for you. Find out more information at ImpactRaceProducts.com or on Facebook at Impact Safety.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my guest, I guess my brother Steve's dad, Billy Torrence, to the line. How is everything going, Billy?
Oh, everything is just right. You know, we're coming off of a win yesterday, so it's an upbeat day today for sure.
I was going to say, man, this year, I guess the past year and a half, I mean, it's been pretty damn good for you Capco boys.
Yeah, you know, we've been very blessed and fortunate. We've surrounded ourselves with outstanding people and parts and pieces, and it's amazing when a plan comes together. Those guys have been, they've just been dominant. I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to talk about, let's go back to last year a little bit, because last year was a special year for you and Steve. Steve had one hell of a run there. But you also broke through last year. I mean, you had that big weekend there in Brainerd. I mean, I guess before we talk about last year as a whole, I mean, how was it for you to finally break through at Brainerd? I mean, Top Fuel victories, they don't come very easily, you know, and you had that one at Brainerd. Now you back it up here at Phoenix. We're not talking just victories, because you were fast guy out there, fast qualifier, both go rounds. But how was that? How was the feeling there in Brainerd to kind of finally break through in Top Fuel and to get that big, take the Wally home?
Oh, I tell you what, that was something, you know, and it goes back to the preparation and the guys at the shop and I only race a few races a year, and I've never raced many in the course of a year, but I always have a car and a team that's capable of, you know, getting the job done, and to finally get out there and go wire to wire number one qualifier and win the final on a whole shot against, Antron, and I mean, that's record book stuff, and it was just, we're still beaming about that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, talking about that, I mean, you know, your team, your side of things, you're part-time, I think, what did you run, 13 rounds last year? I can't remember. I know it was kind of a part.
I think I ran 11 races last year.
11 races.
And that's the most I'd ever run.
Yeah. And, but the team, you guys are there each and every week. And then sometimes you're running two cars out of there, but, talking about the run Steve had last year and I was lucky. I was with the team there at Pomona and then turn around and Vegas. And I got to see how you guys operate, but you're there each and every weekend, even when you're not racing. But how was it? Let's talk a little bit about this special run for Steve, because once in a while, people in sports, and I'm talking any sports, I mean, they just have that magical season. And I got to think 2018 was pretty magic there for Steve.
Oh, I agree. That's, the guys, the clutch program over there is just so spot on. I mean, you got to have all that stuff, those 10,000-11,000 horsepower deals, they're brute force, but they're tuned with a feather duster. I mean, it's very delicate, and Richard and Bob and Justin have done such a good job. I wouldn't put past them having another season like that. They're equally prepared this year. They didn't have a good outing this weekend. But these things are, they're very delicate. I think that they'll probably continue on, and I look for them to be right there at the front again when 19 ends up.
Yeah, well, I know there was a quote after this round, you said, or this victory of yours, you said, I'd love to have been, up against Steve in the final there. And how is that on the rare occasion you and Steve have actually gone head-to-head? I mean, how is that? Because I know Steve really well. There is bragging rights there in the Torrance family. you guys like to talk a little trash back and forth. How is that when you guys go head-to-head?
Well, Steve and I have raced all through our since Steve's been old enough to drive a car, we've raced together. We used to race in Super Comp and Super Gas together and race each other. And anytime you get us out there, you may see the best race of the day. I mean, it's always going to be close. I think that in this Top Fuel deal, I've not been able to get on him. He's difficult to deal with. But, I mean, there's a bunch of other guys that have had about the same luck with him. But he's beat me, I think, three or four times since I've been racing Top Fuel with him. But, I'm sneaking up on him, and I'll get an opportunity to get after him, but I'll guarantee you it'll be a good race.
Yeah, for sure. Well, talking about that, you're coming off this win here. I'm looking at things, and I know, you know, you said last year was the most events you've ever run in a year. I mean, you guys, obviously, you have Capco, and, you know, you guys, I love it because you and Steve both, I mean, you're working throughout the week, and then you head to the races on the weekends, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you have a little fun on the weekend, and then it's back to work, you know, because you've got to help pay for the race program somehow. But I got to wonder, you're sitting here, you're first in points right now, Billy. Are we still running a partial schedule, or are you just going to let this play out and see how long you can stay on this horse?
No, we're still going to – they've got me penciled in to run 14 races, including four or five of the races, maybe five of the races in the countdown. So, you know, if I can get out there and have some success, I could possibly make the countdown. That'd be a dream to get out there and actually get to race with Steve for a championship. But, you know, we've been very blessed to be busy here at Capco, and I'll support them. And that's Mama Kay's race team. I just thanked her for letting me get out there and race with the boys.
Yeah, so Mama Kay, she's keeping your contract. She's not firing you as a driver quite yet.
No, not yet. I think she was proud of me, but her foremost is that A team and that baby boy.
Yeah, well, you know, baby boy has been doing quite well. I mean, it's been an honor to, you know, get to know the family, and, you know, having Steve race with me last year at the Mint, and, you know, being invited out to some of the races. I got to tell you, there's I've been around a lot of motorsports, but, you know, that Capco program as a whole, you got some special people there. And, you know, I think the family atmosphere you guys have built around that race team, you know what I mean? It's something special. And I don't feel like you get that in a lot of professional race teams very often, but I feel like the group and the, you know, just the feel around your guys' operation there, man, that's something special, Billy.
Well, thank you so much. And that's the way Capco as a whole is. Our business is the same way. That's the racing team is just an extension of the way we think that we should do. And all of those boys are family to us. It's very little turnover ever there. And those guys, some of the members of that team are the ones that's been there from day one. And I'm proud of them and proud for them. I like to see a smile come across their face.
Well, you know, and I know this season's long, and, you know, to run that many rounds, you know what I mean, to run for the full championship, man, it's a grind in and out. You feel like you coming in and just running a handful of events, you know, you like you said, anywhere from 10 to 14 events, I mean, you feel like that might actually be an advantage, you know, because when you get there, you're hungry to get in that race car, you know what I mean? You want to be there, you know, you're excited. Do you feel like, you know, that might actually play into your favor a bit, where you can just kind of step in and, you know, show up and you can concentrate there for 3 or 4 days, and, you know, it's all about that, and then you're going to get a breather for a couple of weeks afterwards sometimes?
Well, probably, you know, it does have a plus, but really you need to be in that car week in and week out, so that, you know, because a lot of times you don't think about driving that car, you just react to what the car does, and any time that you have more seat time will always make you sharper. I mean, those guys are that whole bunch out there, I mean, top to bottom, they're really good drivers and racers, and just being in the car like that, it's probably an advantage to those guys that race them all. But, you know, we surround ourselves with good people and the best parts, and we won't be far behind as a part-time bunch.
Yeah, well, and like you said, I think with your schedule, you still got a really good opportunity to make that countdown. You know, that, like you said, I mean, is that the goal this year? Make that countdown? That'd be something pretty special for you guys.
Well, I can tell you with no uncertainty, if we make that countdown, we'll race all those countdown races.
All right. Well, I am definitely
we'll go for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit real quick before we let you go, because I think one thing I really, you know, enjoy about story there is, you know, and getting to know Steve and some of the people around there. I mean, Capco is something special. You know what I mean? You've had to, you know, everything you guys have done, whether it be the race program or Capco as a whole, I mean, you guys have had to work for everything you had. That company started out small, and you grew it to where it's at. I mean, the Top Fuel program, you know, you guys have become, you know, the premier team in the division. And you're running with a lot less personnel than, you know, some of these big super teams and things like that. I mean, you know, I think that's one thing, you know, just really special about the way you guys have built up Capco and the race team. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's been started from the ground floor and worked up.
Well, thank you. That's a tremendous compliment, and I'm glad you see that like that. That's the same way I see it. I mean, there's a lot of great personnel there on the pipeline industry side and the race team, and we run lean, and all those guys complement one another. I mean, it's humbling to be a part of it. Every time those guys win, I call each and every one of them individually every Monday and tell them that I'm proud for them and proud of them. And it's just a tight-knit group of people, and you've been around them. You've seen that, and, I mean, they take so much pride in what they do, and it's the only family race team at that level in NHRA. I mean, a true family race team, non-corporate. I mean, it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about that, you know, and I got to ask you, I got to say, I know, you know, had Steve last year at the Mint 400 with me, and he says, I got to get Dad out in one of these off-road cars anytime. So any chance we're going to be able to sneak you in the next year or two out to the desert and have a little fun with me and Steve and maybe even Antron in the dirt?
Absolutely. That seemed like so much fun. Antron and Steve were so pumped. I mean, they had a great time, and I mean, I love doing stuff like that. That'd be neat. I've talked to Steve about it, and, you know, if our schedule permits, we gotta try to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, I know in Vegas I walked up to the team, and Mama Kay, she looks at me, and she says, Mr. Beaver, we need to have a talk. I go, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, Mama Kay, here. So I sit down, and she says, well, we happen to have a problem. And I said, uh-oh, we got a problem. How do I have a problem, Mama Kay? She says, my son has taken a liking to this off-road stuff. She says, I just don't know if we can afford to have him having two racing hobbies here.
Well, I tell you what, I'm all up for it. You know, I want to attend one of those deals and get in there and really have a great time. You know, that Mike Neff runs one of those trophy trucks.
Yep.
He and I were talking about that at Pomona. And, I mean, that seems like a lot of fun. We got to try that out.
Yeah, I know we had, Leah and Gary Pritchett, they've got a place here in Havasu about 30 miles away, and I've got them out in the Razors. Gary, they come down, in their off weekends from NHRA and loan them one of the Razors, and they're having a blast out here in the dirt also. So I think, it's a lot of fun. I'd love to get you out. We'll have to schedule something in the off season. Go out and have some fun.
Well, let me know. I'll show up. You just tell me when.
All right, Billy. Well, congratulations on the big win here in Phoenix. I think I'll be out at a couple rounds, so I'll definitely, be sure and stop by and say hey. And, looking forward to seeing you, try and make that countdown later on this year.
Well, keep your fingers crossed, and maybe we'll get it done and have some fun. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, that was Billy Torrence, and you guys know if you listen to this show enough that I got a bit of a soft spot for the Torrence family, and Billy and Steve and Mama Kay and Natalie there, everybody with Capco, obviously Gary Pritchett, he works for them too, and I got to tell you, man, just a quality group of people, and I can't wait to get out to my next NHRA event and hang out with my Capco family. But tip of the cap to Billy, bringing home the win there in Phoenix, and your points leader. Looking forward to seeing the way this shakes out in 2019, that's for sure. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this
into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound. Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right, welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Wrapping things up, and man, fun show today. Billy Torrance, Natalie. Sorry, I'm getting all kinds of buzzers going off and things like that. Anyways, Billy Torrance, you know, we had Billy Torrance on the line here, and also had Tiffany Stone, as well as my good friend Matt Martelli. So Mitch, appreciated all our guests, Chris Leone for coming in, chiming in on the power rankings today. And thanks to all of you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, we're going to try and fire up that Facebook live stream next week. And obviously we've got, we're going to be out at the Mint 400 as well, doing a show out there. So definitely look forward to doing that. And you know, if you're looking to tune into some racing action, obviously, you know, NHRA in full swing and IndyCar getting ready to kick off. Before we get to you know, even that, we got Supercross, we got don't forget that Monster Energy chasing the triple, that side-by-side race this weekend in this weekend in Wisconsin. Also got the Mint 400 coming up. So I don't know, we got all kinds of racing coming at you, especially out of the power sports world. So looking forward to that. Big thanks to Polaris Razor, General Tire, Subaru, Vision Wheel, Gibson Exhaust, Dirtfish, MotoShield Pro, Blue Water Resort and Casino, and Impact Race Products for all their support, as well as GoParts.com. Give me a follow. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Don't forget, head over to iTunes. Subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Subscribe to my other show, Project Action, on Podcast One. And please leave a rating and a review for those shows. And don't forget, if you're going to Dirtfish and you want to get a discount, use the coupon code JBDirtfish. That'll get you 15% off any and all classes at Dirtfish Rally School. We will see you guys next week. We'll have a big show coming at you prior to our show remotely at the Mint 400. So be safe. As always, game on.